Hey, it's Cole. Welcome back to another episode of the Archerpreneur Podcast. I'm always so honored that you would take time out of your life to join me here on this podcast, where every week we focus in on what it means for you to make creativity your career. I'm super passionate about that. Really love helping people ask and answer that question. Where are you going? What are you doing? How do you get there? And on this podcast every week, that's what we're devoted to talking about. What are some of the things that are hurdles or roadblocks along the way? How can we approach those? How can we reframe them? How can we develop a good mindset around them? And ultimately, how can we push through them to really achieve the things that it is that we say that we're setting out to achieve as creative people? As artists, how do we go from just being a hobbyist to being somebody who makes this thing for real? And this week on the podcast, I wanted to talk about several things that I think a lot of us end up defaulting to, giving our time to, instead of doing the hard work that it is that would actually help our creative career move forward. When we start a creative career and we start thinking, okay, I'm going to become a full-time musician, I'm going to start a band, I'm going to become a full-time photographer, whatever it might be, there are things that maybe we've been taught or that we even think that we should start doing in order to get that thing going. And the things that we'll talk about today aren't bad in and of themselves. In fact, they're probably essential to a long-term creative career. But I think from the beginning, we have to start putting things in perspective. And the most important thing that we can do as creative people trying to have a creative career is to do creative work. And the things I'll talk about today are often the things that we do instead of being disciplined about our creative process. And those things are our company name or our artist name. We think about our logo. We think about business cards. And we think about buying new stuff and equipment. And those are four things that a lot of the time we start thinking about early on, and it distracts us from doing the most important thing that we need to be doing, which is creating good work and getting better at what it is that we're setting out to do. So let's think about that first thing. This is something that I experienced starting bands along the way as I kind of grew up as a creative artist and as a musician. Is I remember this one time I was starting a band with some friends and we were going out and it was time to start playing some shows and it was time to record some songs. And so it was like, okay, well, we've been playing in the garage for a long time. So what are we going to call this thing? And we started thinking about our name. And I think we stumbled upon doing this in the right order. We were playing music. We were already making music. And we got to the point where it was time for us to have kind of a public persona. But we had taken the time to develop our craft. And then we stepped into the conversation about our name. One of the things that I think a lot of people do is they say, okay, I want to start this creative company. I want to start, you know, being an artist. So what's my name going to be? Or directly in context of a band, we're going to start a band. What's our name going to be? And we spend hours and hours and hours and days and days and days and maybe even a couple weeks laboring over this question. What are we going to call ourselves when we don't even yet have a repertoire of music to even go out and play? And so a name is obviously important. I'm not saying don't ever think about it. But I do think we use the naming process to distract ourselves from doing the hard creative work that it is that we need to be doing from the get-go. So start your creative process. And then through your creative process along the way, develop something like a name. I mean, you think about the name Radiohead. Not an awesome name, kind of weird, nondescript, but they, through their work, defined what that name came to mean. It came to symbolize creativity. It came to symbolize a certain ethos and atmosphere. Radiohead, the band, defined what Radiohead, the name, meant. And so we spend hours and hours laboring over what our name can be. We think of ideas, we write them down on a piece of paper, we go to some sort of domain name service and we start asking, okay, is this available? Is this available? Is this available? And we spend hours and hours laboring over a name when really the truth is that we, through our creative work, define what the name comes to mean. So if you're starting a band, if you're starting a photography company, if you're starting a creative agency, don't waste hours and hours and weeks of time on what you're going to call yourself. The name you choose doesn't matter. The work you create is going to define that name over the long term. So just get to work creating. A name will come along, and ultimately, you will define what that name means. A second thing that I think we do to distract ourselves from the hard creative work that we need to be doing is thinking about a logo. Now, a logo is important. It can be important. But a logo is really only important when it's really bad. So don't have a bad logo. But at the same time, no one was ever hired because they had an incredible logo. Again, I think it's something that we as creative people starting a creative company, we can spend hours or weeks, you know, hiring somebody even to say, all right, make me a logo. Again, a logo can be great, but it's not crucial to the beginning of our career. If you want to become a photographer, don't spend weeks of your time making logos for yourself. Get out and start shooting photos. That is what is going to define your creative career. You need to get better as a photographer. You need to create a body of work as a photographer. Those are the things that are going to get you hired. The pictures that you make and your ability to create better and better pictures over time are the reason that people are going to come and hire you for your services. No one ever got hired because they had an awesome logo. So it just doesn't deserve that much time and attention. Again, if you're down the road in your career, if you have an agency, if you have some sort of creative career, it has legs, it has traction, and you got the extra cash to invest in a logo, go for it. No problem at all. But don't allow getting something like a logo to get in the way of you making the work that it is that you say you want to be making. Third thing, that a lot of times we use to distract ourselves from doing the hard creative work that we should be doing is business cards. Again, they're fine to have, but they're secondary to creating work on a schedule. I mean, just think about that. Like, you get business cards. They look great. You go and you hand them out. You're handing out your business cards. They have your website on them. People go to your website and there's no work there. Maybe there's a logo. Maybe there's a name, but there's no work. And from day one, we start doing these peripheral things like logos and names and business cards, but we don't get to work making the thing that it is we're trying to sell in the first place. A business card is only valuable if it points people to your body of creative work, and that body of creative work is amazing. A business card is only helpful when you send people to your website or your Instagram or your SoundCloud or your Facebook page or your Behance profile, and there's regular updated work in each of those places. That is when a business card is helpful, when it's sending people to see the work that you've been hard at creating, that you've gone full in on creating. And so don't distract yourself with something like spending hours or weeks on a business card. Instead, get to work making the thing that it is that you say you want to create. A fourth thing that I think a lot of us use to distract ourselves from actually doing the hard creative work that it is we say we want to do is new stuff. I do this all the time. I'll say, you know what? I want to start writing more regularly again. It's been a while since I've written with discipline and regularity. So what do? I go out and I buy a new notebook. I go out and I buy a new journal. When I have 3 or 4 or 5 sitting at my house already, and they're only half written in, and 50% of the pages in those journals and those notebooks are totally blank, and I could start using the journals I already have. But instead of starting writing again, what do? I waste more time by going on Amazon and finding a journal that I like and then ordering it and then waiting 3 days for it to arrive at my house. Or I get in my car and I drive to the bookstore and I peruse the shelves and I pick up one notebook and put it back down and pick up another and put it back down. I've done that so many times in my life, but what do I need in order to have a regular writing habit? It's not a new notebook. It's the discipline to write every day. The best paper and pen that you have are the paper and pen that are in your bedroom, in your house right now. So get to writing, get to taking photos, get to making music with the instruments, with the notebook, with the camera that you have. today. We love to waste time by buying new stuff. And ultimately, we love wasting money buying new stuff. I've done it with music equipment as well. I've thought, you know what? I want to start creating a new type of music or a different type of music or music with more regularity. So what do? Buy new gear. I say, you know what? I really am into, I'm like digging right now, electronic music. I'm going to buy a new MIDI controller. I'm going to buy this $400 piece of software. And what happens? I buy the $400 piece of software. I spend one night for like 5 hours delving into it, and then I rarely open it again. You know what a great time, when a great time to buy new gear is? When I've used the gear I already have every day in a row after 45 days. The best time to buy a new piece of gear is when you've used the gear you already have 45 days in a row, and you've come up against this scenario where you're saying, you know what, it'd be really nice right now to have this kind of instrument as part of this writing process that I've done every day for the last 45 days. Or it'd be really nice to have this new piece of software to help me do this because I've been doing it every day for the last 45 days and I think that I can do it more efficiently. What if we never bought a new thing until we had outused the thing that we already have? And whether that's we've outused it because we've just used it so much and we need a new thing, or we've outused it because we've outgrown, because we've gotten better at what it is that we're doing, those are the best times for us to invest in new stuff. So really, this list is endless. There are tons of things that all the time we could go and buy or do to distract us from the hard creative work that it is that we should be doing. But the only and the most important thing that it is for us to do in order to have a creative career isn't buying new stuff. It's not business cards. It's not logos. It's not a flashy name. It's regularly making the things it is we say we want to be making, creating a body of work, releasing every day, getting better every week, developing new skills, and instilling new habits into our creative process. That is what takes us from being an amateur to a professional with a creative career. So stop distracting yourself, get to work, be disciplined, stop being distracted. Do it. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always love these times together. I hope this is encouraging to you. This isn't a chastisement. It's just saying, hey, wake up, get to work doing the thing that it is that you say you want to do, because I want you to do the thing it is you say you want to do with your life. I'm passionate about helping you do that. So sometimes this may sound like it's harsh, but all I'm trying to do is say, hey, are you wasting your time? Are you really getting to work doing your thing? Find me online at Cole Neesmith. Let me know how you're distracting yourself. I mentioned 4 things, but I know the list is unlimited. So let me know the things that you do to distract yourself from doing the creative work you say you want to do. And maybe while you're there, let me know what you're going to do to stop distracting yourself and get to work. At Cole Neesmith on Instagram, ColeNeesmith. And if you love this podcast, the Archerpreneur Podcast, would love for you to share it with one of your creative friends. Would love to have more people in this family we've got going on. I'll see you next week.